There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. Is not there power in the name of Jesus? Have you ever tried him? Has he ever done anything for you? Has God ever blessed you? Surely he has, because you're alive and listening to this right now. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. A fresh word, also with a live prayer, an altar call, and ending with assigning your task for today. And I say to you, good morning, good morning, good morning. And for those of you who will listen to the recording later, hello, hello, hello. Isn't God good? I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And if you cannot tune in live, then you can always follow Daily Fire. That way the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful teaching. Today we're in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. I have announcements, but I'll do them at the end. I want to get you straight into this empowering word today. Again, we're in the book of Luke in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 37, reading from the KJV. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with whom? God. Nothing shall be what? Impossible. Talk out loud. The lines are muted. I can't hear you for those who are tuned in live. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is if you could do anything, glory. Think about that for a second. If you could do anything. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise for his word today. Brothers and sisters, if right now, at this very moment, if you could do anything that you wanted to do, be right at the place that you desire to be at this very moment in life, in every area of your life, financially, health-wise, relationally, career-wise, recreationally, psychologically, if you at this very moment were living the epitome of your dreams, what would you be doing? Glory. Where would you be right now? How would you have impacted the world? My question to you is, then if with God nothing is impossible, why are you not doing it? Ooh, ouch, I just stepped on my own toes. Why are you not doing it? Because if I could be doing anything right now, it would be traveling the world, preaching the gospel of Christ, and advocating against racial injustice. For with God, nothing is impossible. Why am I not doing it? Oh, now you see I've started, right? You've seen me on television as an attorney representing multiple cases of racial discrimination and injustice. You know, such as even now I'm representing justice for Rio, Mr. Oscar Julian Rio, the African-American retired Army veteran, minister, and nurse who was falsely arrested and brutalized by Miami police in Alonzo Kelly Park, sitting alone on a park bench across the street from home. And you know, you saw me on television for that, and then we gave the police department the time to resolve this as they requested and to discipline the officer. And they've recently let us know that not only did they not discipline him at all, we found out that they never even removed him from working the streets. They never even placed him on leave. So now here I have to go back out there again, demanding justice for real. And if you missed it, you can see the videos, the news interview, the video of the arrest, everything on my law office website, callrawsiwilliams.com, callrawsiwilliams.com. And I'm already an evangelist ministering the gospel. But if I could be doing anything, I'd be doing more than what I'm doing. I'm challenging you today through the word of God by asking you that same question. You see, God gave everyone at least one talent. Some of you have multiple talents. Now, distinguish those from your spiritual gifts. You have talents, you know. You can speak well, such as for me, that's a talent. You can put me up anywhere, tell me a topic, and immediately I can speak to the topic because it's a talent, Jesus. But then I have the spiritual gift of exhortation, which places the anointing on the talent to bring about repentance and the changing of lives. Do you see the difference between the talent and the spiritual gift? Because if you have the talent, but there is no anointing on it, or you don't know how to operate the talent when the spiritual gifting that God has given you, you will always live beneath impossibility. Then you have to know your call and whether or not your call in life includes an office. My call to the world is to fight for my race and my faith. And the office I hold to do that is an evangelism. The profession I operate in to incorporate that or to effectuate that in the earth realm is an attorney. Evangelism is my call. Fighting injustice is my purpose. Ah, do you see how this works? What is your talent? Or what are your talents? How are you utilizing your talents within the operation of the spiritual gifts or gift that God has placed in you? Well, you may ask Evangelist Rossi, what are the spiritual gifts? If you go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you'll be able to read the spiritual gifts. Daily Fire is only 15 minutes. I don't have time to read them to you, but go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and read those and see where you're supposed to be operating in ministry. And then find out whether or not you have a call on your life. Because see, if you are not operating in your lane, Jesus, then you won't be able to do the impossible that God has called you to. If you could do anything, glory, what would you be doing right now? In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses beginning with verse 11, the Bible lays out the offices. In other words, what are the actual godly ordained offices that we can hold? It states that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. That is commonly referred to as the fivefold ministry. But you don't have to be an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or teacher to work out the impossibility of living the anything that God has called you to in life. You just have to know what what your talents are. Know how to plug them into the anointing of Christ. Understanding that God will not bless anything that is ungodly. Determine if you're supposed to be operating in one of the offices of the fivefold ministry. And if not, understanding that your gifts and talents support the fivefold ministry, because it's all one body, to bring about salvation, deliverance, and repentance in the earth realm, to save souls from hell and bring people into the everlasting life of Jesus Christ. If you could do anything today, what would you do, brother? What would you do, sister? Where would we see you? How would you be impacting life? I challenge you to start it now. Let go of the fear. Let go of the doubt. Quit worrying about the obstacles. Don't worry about the people, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is impossible. As we prepare to go into prayer, it didn't say something, or maybe a few things, but nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Say, nothing is impossible for me. Say it again, nothing is impossible for me. Say, I will start my anything today. Glory. I will start my anything today. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we magnify you and glorify you. We say hallelujah and thank you. Today we begin the journey of doing our anything, living our anything, overcoming every obstacle to our anything. Today we decide to be bold. Today we decide to be fearless. Today we decide to live our talents, live our anointing, live our gifting, live our office, live our call. If we could do anything, starts right now. Glory. We bless you for the victory. We bless you, God, for the victory of anything, overcoming every impossibility. Now, God, I lift up everyone listening. Father, that you would strengthen them, embolden them, empower them, help them not to worry about what everyone else said, what they said about them, what their past was. Today they have been liberated. Today they have been freed. Today the past is over. Today is a new day. Today is a new thing. Today is anything. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is anything. Glory. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Amen. Come on and give God praise. As I prepare to do the altar call and then end with your tithe, say today is the start of my anything. Say it again. Today is the start of my anything. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been delaying your call, delaying your promise, because you were worried about what people would say, you were worried about your past, worried about the obstacles, worried about your enemies, worried about who would come against you, worried that you weren't worthy enough, worried that you weren't valid enough, worried that you weren't credentialed enough. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of my disbelief. I repent of my procrastination. I repent of my slackness. I repent, Father, of not doing what you called me to do. Not doing what you purposed me to do. Not using my talents. Not operating in my call. Not living in my office. Not moving forward in my destiny. I repent, Father, because the world needs me to do what you made me to do. And now I ask forgiveness. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life and be my Savior. I rededicate myself to you. I rededicate myself to purpose. I rededicate myself to destiny. I rededicate myself to victory. I rededicate myself to changing the world. I rededicate myself to anything. Now, Lord, it's done. Now, Lord, it's done. Now, Lord, you are my Savior. Now, Lord, I am victorious. My anything starts right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved, including spending time with me here live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire, or follow if you can't tune in live so you'll receive the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF. The phone number 33222. Now, for our announcements, I will be moderating a virtual town hall tonight for those who are running for mayor for the city of Miami Gardens and those who are running to fill Residential District 1. Please tune in live at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to the MiamiDayNAACP.com website. This will be a Zoom conference, or you can tune in from my law office website on Facebook, Roxy Williams Law Group, or on YouTube, The Real Roxy Williams. Roxy is spelled R-A-W-S-I Williams, and see more on the website. Call RoxyWilliams.com, C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I-Williams.com. All right, our topic for today is if you could do anything. Your task for today is start your anything right now and watch your change come. All right, I'll see you tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern live, and then tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern for another powerful broadcast of Daily Fire, and then at 7 p.m. Eastern live for Real Talk Bible Study. Do your anything and watch change come forth.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.